Hey everybody, welcome to Can You Chronicles. This is your host Nate, aka Crash. Actually, I could take these off. Didn't know if they would work in a certain way. Hope you guys are good. I have a story. I'm gonna start sharing some stories. This one's from 1994 in NYC. But before I get into that, please make sure you subscribe, like the video. You know, any love, comments, much appreciated. Much appreciated. So anyways, back to the story. So this is 1994 in New York City, and this was a Mad Lion first album piece event. It was just a party, a straight up party, but it was at a actually it was like a bar slash club in it was like in the 20s. I feel like it was 26th Street in kind of the west side. Downtown New York City, Manhattan. They call it, you know, I'm sure it's still the same. They, you know, you got uptown, midtown, downtown. So this had been considered downtown. And then you got the east and west side and the middle, I guess. So I love the New York. I love New York, period. I love the, but I love the slant, you know, the local terminology and breakdowns also. So I just want to, you know, I'm going to be detailed sometimes. In this, I'll definitely will. So this is, so I went there. I went to New York City at the time. I was from Pittsburgh at that time. I'm really from LA, if you want to get technical. But my formative is all Pittsburgh. All right. So just to give, I'm giving context. So I was in New York City in Hell's Kitchen where I was staying because my, thanks to my sister and brother-in-law let me stay in their apartment while they went overseas. And so I was there for like a month, and it was my graduation year, and technically I missed my actual graduation. I didn't walk down. I just was like, I'm going to New York. I'll get a diploma. I'm good. And so that's the premise of that. I'm going to share other parts of that time I had, because I was like there pretty much a month. And it was a very, exciting timeline at that period when I went, and I got to see it straight up in my face. And I was only on my own. I didn't get to have any friends with me. I tried, but it just, things didn't work out. But I was like, I'm still going, because I already had visits. I knew New York. I was comfortable already. So I'm the one that, you know, turned 18 after graduation. I'm a fall baby. So I'm 17 at this time, just giving it. All right. So how I get to this record release, or I found out about it, was pure chance completely. Where I found out was in, I went to Beach Street in Brooklyn. Shout out to Beach Street Records, very famous record shop in that era. I'm not sure if they have a presence still, but it was a dope place, you know, like a lot of record stores, but they were special. Very, definitely a lot of people went there. Definitely premier type stuff, you know what I mean? And they would even ship from, you know, if you were able to order from out of state, if you were in the know, you know, like many, I'm sure. That's how it was back then. There was no internet like what you've got today. None of that. This is no cell phone. Like, I mean, they were around, but it wasn't prevalent, okay? No texting, all this, whatever. This is real shit. So I'm at Beach Street, and then I'm outside. I don't know if I went there. I was just near it or something, I feel like. And I happen to see a flyer on the ground. Mad Lion record release party. 4th of July. This is the last day. I'm going to leave the 5th back to Pittsburgh on an Amtrak. All right. I see the flyer. It's like naming off like who's going to be there, who's expected to show up, like Wu-Tang and a whole host of others. KRS-One, of course, because Mad Lion, that album, and I think that album in particular, and I know other projects too. I think probably the second too, but they've done many things together. Oh, they're like this, you know what I mean? But that one in particular was very heavy KRS-One. So this is right before his self-titled Keras One album. So it's before MCs Act Like They Don't Know. He probably was working on it at that time. And so I see this flyer and I'm just like, I gotta go, because I was already a fan of both and who was coming. It was just like, I gotta go. I'm a hip hop head. I'm going no matter what. And it was like, just in the sense that even if I get there and I just can't get in because I'm not doing the fake ID, none of that stuff, so be it. I'm going to be happy anyways. So day comes. I don't know when I got that. I feel like it was like a few days before. The day comes or the evening comes, because, you know, it wasn't, everything runs late there. So I got down there from the Hell's Kitchen area. I feel like, it was probably by 11 or so. I feel like it was around that time. Stuff doesn't really get cracking in New York City in that era, especially like till 1, really. Yeah, midnight, but 1. That's like kind of their magic time. And, at least when I was there, I noticed that and in different instances. And again, I'm going to talk about all that in different segments. Get there, get in line, end up befriending quickly these Staten Island guys. Not Wu-Tang, just some regular guys. Don't think they even had music, anything. We didn't talk about that. And we just started just chopping it up, and we're just both fans. We're definitely of a similar age. And I feel like they were definitely maybe a little older, but not quite off. The place was called Club Lynx, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a bar, but like it had a club kind of set to it. You know, like there was a dance floor in the back part of it, because it was a bar when you went in, and then like the DJs on the left is kind of tight, but then you had a back area that was kind of roomy. And then I believe there was, I feel like there was an upstairs, and that was more of a real, the club, so to speak. And nothing like it, probably overall you could fit that place packed, when you're probably breaking some code, maybe 300, but safely probably more 200-ish or so, 250 or something, I feel. So, you know, I'm trying to go on memory as best as I can, because there's no documentation outside of my giving it. And so we're outside kicking it, and they're just giving me the lowdown, like, hey, Guru hangs here, and this is like a little chill spot. Nobody bothers them, but, you know, it's cool. You could talk, you know, and like, it's no problem, you know what I mean? So I was like, all right. So they set me up nice, like, okay, be comfortable. You know, they were very good hosts to, you know what I mean, to not being a New Yorker, but they vibe with me, you know? And we smoked a blunt. I was not a big smoker then, but I hung. I got high enough. I knew what to do. And we go in, and you know, it's very light, you know, there's some people just getting going. And right away, I see my line just hanging out. And pretty close, like right away. I did have a camera on me. There will be the pictures I took from that night, okay, with Mad Lion and KRS, but separate. And that's all I got. And that's thanks to one of those guys that I was talking to. I wish I'd remember their name, but if somehow this would ever come up to them, thank you. You guys were great to me. Thank you. Like, big time. So I did see Mad Lion, I approached him, said what's up, and I was like, hey, cool to get a picture. And yeah, no problem. He was real cool. Just kept it simple, nothing crazy. Took the snap, boom. And you don't know how it's gonna come out. You know, it's came out great, but it's kind of dark in there. You're in a bar, you know what I mean? You don't know what that's gonna look like. Of course, that flash, but you're taking a chance in those days. You didn't get to like look, did it work, you know? So, and it was a 110 camera. I remember that. I always loved the 110 cameras because they were easy to keep on you, and they came out with great, the pictures were good versus like a 35, which is dope too, but they were bulkier, especially at that time. And so did that, just started just kicking it. It's getting more lively, you know. It's more reggae crack. It's like real reggae going on. Jamaicans in the house. I'm like probably one of the only white dudes, maybe besides maybe the bar guy or somebody like that, which is whatever. I mean, but you know, it would, you know, it's different. You know what I'm saying? But you know, didn't felt some type of way. Everybody was real cool. And yeah, so all of a sudden, then in the midst of it, probably now a half hour or so, or 40 minutes or so deep, you know, and that goes real fast, especially when you're having fun. And lo and behold, I see Karis kind of like come out of nowhere from the DJ side, you know, like there was like, I feel like there was like, I'm pretty sure there was like, what do you call it? That like that kind of like fog smoke that gets you put in the, you know, it was like, ooh, like magic or something. I'm like, oh shit, the teacher's here. And he's in black, you know, and he's in a mode, but cool, you know, but I'm like, oh shit, you know. Then he just kicks at the bar. He just goes up, he's kicking the bar. I don't know if he definitely probably got a drink of some sort, but totally coherent, Rick, not like he was all crazy or something like that. And he was just kicking it and kind of talking and stuff to somebody. And homeboy knew, you know, I was excited, and he was like, yo, get a picture with him, man. I was like, oh shit, you know, when engage it, I don't want to interrupt the guy, you know. He's like, no, go. You push me a bit, you know, like, no, go up. So I did. I went up, and no problem right away. I just was like, yo, get rest. I forget what I, you know, I can't remember verbatim, whatever. I probably said similar thing, like, hey, just want to get a picture, and, you know, I'm a big fan. Yeah, man, no problem. He took, I think he didn't, he wasn't, he just, I could tell, he kind of like, okay, I'll take the time to do it, but, you know, I'm going to kick it here. You know, that was the vibe. And I was like, I'm not going to, you know, press. So he did it. Dope picture. Awesome. I had this, you'll see the picture, but I had this Libra shirt on too. That's why I'm Libra. And yeah, I just thought that was kind of dope. And he's in black, like, you know, it's going to, you know, and he's, yeah, it was dope. So, and I just brought up something about after we took the pic, I was like, hey, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh and you did a lecture there. Are you going to be doing something coming up? And, you know, I know that kind of like got him attention. He was like, oh, this guy really pays attention, you know? And he was like, yeah, just let him know what's up. I'll come to town again, you know, just say what's up to the school or some shit, you know? I was like, word, okay, thank you, you know? That was it. Like, boom. No trying to do nothing else. And the night's just getting going, and the reggae's cracking. They're like in that club part upstairs. It's like hopping. Like the floor, I remember going up there and checking it out. I didn't go in the mix because it was just so, oof, so much. It was dope, but, you know, it was like, whoa. And then, but I could tell, like, it was so heavy, like the bounce they were doing. And it was like, boom, you know what I mean? And the floor was kind of like, oh shit, I hope this doesn't, you know, break through or something. But you could tell it was going to be fun. So, I mean, hopefully, which it was. So it just continues on, and it's just great time. Boom, boom. So now it gets up to 1 a.m. At that time, I said it gets going pretty much now 1:30 and into the 2, but like right in that middle. And I see Curious George, who was a, you know, he was back in the day, somebody known in the hip hop community. I mean, I recognized him. And probably some other heads I just didn't recognize. Sometimes you just can't, you know, in person. But the crowd's getting, it's like, it's going to get going. You know what I'm saying? And right in the midst of that, like literally a guy comes in and it's probably like 10 minutes later, if that. And there's this black guy. They're like, he's coming from the, you know, from the back of that, you know, first level part of the bar or wherever it was. Maybe it was in the back part. And he's coming out, he's just like this, holding his neck. And you could tell, like, oh shit, like he got sliced, like he got blood coming out. And like somebody's helping him, like, get out. And it's like, oh shit, you know, shit got real quick. And then the barkeep is just like, right away, like, party's over, lights on. You know, and I just remember George, Curious George saying something like, man, you can't have news doing anything, you know. this is what happened. You know, he said some little shit. It was funny though, but fucking like, it wasn't funny. It was just like, oh shit. It was funny, but not funny. You know what I mean? This is the timing and shit. And anyways, it was crazy. So get outside. Right away, the NYPD was there. I think they really did. You know, the guy, I'm definitely sure, hopefully, yeah, feel pretty confident he survived. There was, you know, the response was good, you know. And I'm almost certain they got that guy, whoever it was. And I believe they were, I don't know, whoever. I feel like they were fucking him up a bit. I don't know who. I don't even think it was about the NYPD. Like, whoever they were handling them. I just think that, you know, because so much is going on all at once. Now, this is 4th of July, remember. Now, 4th of July, New York, and especially in that time, was buck. Like, on my way there, there's fucking bottle rockets shooting through the subway. Like, people are just shooting fireworks all left. And then with the, all that city, you're just, the sounds are louder, you know, and you're just like, whoa, it's like a little war almost, you know. But I was cool. I'm down. Like, let's go. Have fun. I didn't feel threatened or something. Like, it was just, all, it was like, you know, it was good, man. But when I get out, it's like, that's going on. And then next thing you know, homie over here sitting on a stool. I don't know if his security, he was just kicking it, I think, like regular dude. There was like a stool outside. And somebody like tossed like an M80 or something on his lap. But he like jumped away and boom. I mean, it's fucking like boom. And it's like, oh fuck. And it's like something else going off. Boom. And I'm like, to the subway, dog, right now. Like, it's done. I'm out here. I gotta go to Pittsburgh tomorrow. Like, peace. Got to the, had my wits about me. I didn't get a drink or anything. I don't, maybe I probably had one or two or something. But I was like, I'm out. Got to that subway, got back to the apartment, you know, rested a bit. I'm pretty rested, I don't know how much, but got up, got on the Amtrak, and my whole ride back to Pittsburgh, I'm just like, what the fuck was that? You know? So that's my story on that. Thank you for watching. Please, again, like and subscribe. And, yeah, it was just a great fucking time. And I can't wait to share more of this experience of that time with you. I have a lot. You know, they're going to be probably kind of not too long like this. Like, you know, but you'll get the real essence of what I was experiencing that period. Because it's important. It was really... just an era, you know. I'm signing out. I'm Nate, aka Crash. Thank you. Murder.